Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is your host Zainab. I hope wherever you are, you're fine, you're doing well. And in case you have any problems, you're not doing well. In this holy land, we always pray for your well-being, inshallah. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the issues, the problems, the questions that parents have about the upbringing of their children. Well, the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio with us our guest speaker, Sister Salma Khalafan. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure.
I want to start today's session with a question. I'm a young boy of age 16. It is sad to say that I have noticed many Muslims are so backward in many ways. Why this downfall in culture, civilization, education, manners, and etiquette? When confronted with my schoolmates, I get this feeling that my friends look at me in this manner, and I feel this way too. Is it really true? How can I confront them?
This is a very challenging question because we see these kind of situations in the West.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking down upon Muslims and everything. So it's a question that is worth a lot of attention. And in fact, you know, a lot of articles and books should be written about this kind of ways to confront, you know, your religion. By having respect of this divine religion.
Exactly.
Because it's such a divine religion that it can give you so much respect, yet if you yourself have a complex, then it could even be the downfall, you know.
All
of
right.
Your, because of yourself, though.
Because
Islam
of your
will
own
remain
complex.
Sublime.
Yeah.
So you must keep note of the fact that once upon a time, the Muslims were ruling over many cultured nations and they were the leaders of the caravan of civilization. So it
all
doesn't
right.
mean that there was always a downfall. No. Now they've become developed, you know, dependent on developed nations. Okay?
Yeah.
But they, if they would want to, they would still rise very high.
Yeah.
Okay? There are many factors, actually. The basic reason of the advancement of the Muslims is nothing but Islamic knowledge. And the cause of their backwardness is aloof from the teachings of Islam. To stay aloof from the teachings of Islam.
Yeah.
So Islamic knowledge gives that sublimity. And that respect and honor.
Mm-hmm.
But to remain aloof from the Islamic knowledge, that will cause the downfall of Islam. To apply the Islamic knowledge will give you that station of highness. To not apply and leave it behind will give you the downfall, that complex, that people looking down on you, that people disrespecting you, that Islamophobia, you know, the fear
yeah.
that you are Islam and you don't want to mention it.
But it has become quite challenging today, like the media is making propaganda in such a way, like even showing Muslim women with hijab as the most backward ones, the most oppressed ones. And as such, when we are living in such a society, when we are living in such a world, wherein tech from all the ways is, persuading the fact that Muslim women or Muslim are quite backward, especially women are with hijab are quite backward. They cannot make advancement in the fields. But you said rightly, like we should look back into the history,
yeah.
look at the advancements the Muslims have made, like the who
developed algebra,
yeah,
and other things like Muslims have done great in chemistry, in the fields of physics, in the fields of eye. We had great eye surgeons among Muslims, and we still have so many great Muslim. Like if I start talking on that, that will be a different session. Well, the first point you said we should keep in mind is that we need to have a look at the history of the development of Muslims, and also the fact that we should increase our knowledge towards Islam. Islam was exactly. never backward. Islam is never downfall kind of thing. Sister, I'll be talking to you further on this note. Here we need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and we are discussing very important issue today. We had a question from a 16-year-old boy who said that noticing Muslims in the West, his friends feel that he's backward in terms of education, manner and etiquettes or civilization. And how should he feel? Is that really true?
And of course, we said it's not true. It's his lack of knowledge, and Muslims were advanced once upon a time. But why did this downfall happen?
All of a sudden.
Yeah. It's because of that spirit of sacrifice did not remain. And this requires the, you know, like the fighting with the nafs. Muslims have become geographical Muslims. They're not Muslims by the real meaning of, you know, submitting to the law of Allah. Islam means what? Submission to the will of Allah, yeah. Right? So the spirit of sacrifice has lost its value. The Muslims of the early period of Islam were ready to give all kinds of sacrifices. In their view, the religion of Islam and its commands was very respectable, you know, and more than also his family, his wealth, his property. They used to uphold the principles of the religion first. And that's why they could take part in battles. They could give away the lives. And we see when this revolution also in Iran happened, this kind of threw the rays of that advancement, that the spirit of sacrifice was born again, such that Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, said that my soldiers are still in their cradles.
All right.
And they'll grow up to be the soldiers who will defend Islam and live up to the revolution and create this revolution. Help me in making this big change.
All right.
So this requires the spirit of sacrifice. Yeah.
All right.
So in the long time, they used to sacrifice all their material possessions on Islam. And the history of Islam, especially the battles fought by the Messenger of Allah, are living examples of this. But now many people, you know, have left religion on one side. They become secular. The religion is just meant to practice at home and all maybe right. in our communities, a small community.
That's secular in
not
the society.
Not at large. Yeah. Not that thirst to want everybody to change, one yeah. and all.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, for my relatives and for myself, and, you know, I'm enough, you know, for Allah, disregarding the fact that Allah wants you to spread this far and wide.
All right.
So the spirit of sacrifice, self-sacrifice grows.
Mm-hmm.
Then you think of the people suffering. Then you feel that what to do to make it a better place for them.
All right.
You see? So there are live testimonies from the Messenger of Allah of how people have left religion on one side, to you know, of how people have not left the religion on one side, and the spirit of sacrifice has grown in them.
All right.
You know, because of the religion, the spirit of sacrifice has grown. For some people, you know, Islam is sacred only to the limit that it is not a hurdle to their wealth and their position. On the other hand, there would be very few people who would refrain from something profitable just on the basis of religious law, you know?
All right.
They would feel that, you know, religious law dictates us this, but it's not profitable for us. So they would really, you know, hold up to it.
Yeah.
Because of what? The lacking of self-sacrifice. It requires a person to uphold this self-sacrifice, and that's how you will soar towards that perfection, towards that advancement, towards that civilization. So what has a youth got to know about this? He has to be educated on this.
All right.
He has to not have a complex on this.
Yeah.
That I'm low, I'm nothing. No, he has to see his history, read about the history of Islam, how it came to be brought about.
Increase his knowledge, actually.
Yes, yes.
I'll be talking to you, Sister Khalifan. Here, we need to take another break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Wear clothes and beautify yourselves. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beauty and He loves beautification.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I have Sister Khalifan with me, who is talking on the topic that why are Muslims concerned backward in many Western societies. So, Sister, you talked about so many points. You remind me of a hadith from the noble Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says that be a source of attraction for us. Do not be a kind of thing for us that people say what kind of religion he comes in from. As you rightly said, we need to increase our Islamic knowledge. As the more we increase our Islamic knowledge, like Islam nowhere tells us to be bad people in the society. Islam so much tells us like to be good to your neighbors, to be good to your, like to be good to everyone in the society. And once we practice them, nobody is going to feel that you are
Islam
not civilized.
Not secular.
Yeah.
It's, you know, thinking of the community level at large. So when this person finds out about this value, of course, he'll be attracted himself.
Yeah.
Then he can be able to give that energy out that, you know, that I'm special.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to stand up. How many parents do you see when a child comes up and he says that, you know, I was, for example, bullied in school because I'm a Muslim. The parents don't come forward and and complain.
Yeah.
They feel, okay, hide your religion at that
hide
point in time.
Your religion. You know? I have so much seen that happening because I personally come from India and we have so many less number of Shias from in the place where I lived. And even I, unfortunately, was told once by my parents that don't ever express that you're a Shia because people are going to tell you that, you know, they're going to tell you you do not come, you're kafir, actually, because that's what is being propagated in the societies. So yes, we need to increase our knowledge. And as of now, like since I came to know about the religion of Shiism, as I got the marifat, the knowledge about the Shiism, I so much proudly feel like saying about this religion.
Alhamdulillah.
So it's about increasing the knowledge.
Yeah. Not only that, it's also increasing the factor that of unity between the people.
Yeah.
You know, like through your manners, your etiquette, it should spell so much kindness and so much love that people should be attracted to your speech.
Attracted to your religion.
And you should, you know, make that community united. And there should be no hypocrisy because hypocrisy brings backwardness.
All right.
And unity brings advancement.
Yeah.
So as you are united, you know, as Muslims, you will see that people will see you as a strong body.
Yeah.
And you know, we all have du'as that just spell unity. If you go and see, or even namaz, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ وَبِحَمْدِ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى وَبِحَمْدِ, you know,
سَمِيَ اللَّهُ,
everything spells that we are together,
thing.
We are worshipping together.
Yeah.
And that's why jamaat is so much, congregation prayer is so much encouraged.
Encouraged. It's better than the 40 furada prayers, 40
yes,
prayers
yes.
that we offer at home. And the concept of unity, you said, it's so much.
Yes.
Islam encourages that.
And not
yes.
only in our worships, you know, if you go and see when a person reads the historical, you know, history of Islam, in the beginning of Islam, when Islam was spread, the Muslims were united and agreed on most of the issues according to the Quran, you know, according to the Quranic command, as you know, Quran commands us to be brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were following that that ayat of the Holy Quran, that be brothers to you. They were actually following it. But after the demise of the Holy Prophet, some differences then arose, you
yeah.
see. In spite of this, Imam Ali alayhi salam and his sons used wise diplomacy and did not allow them to halt the progress of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
They became aloof from the usurpers of their rights because their desire was that at least the principles of Islam should remain.
All right.
You know? So Now, if you go and see, it's a hypocrisy and controversies between the, you know, different kinds of sects. They want to come forward. They want to announce their things. They want to, you know, rival. Even the religious scholars sometimes, they say that my view is right and your view is wrong.
Exactly. You know, and we have this.
So this spells hypocrisy. And this brings the backwardness of a religion rather than the advancement.
Oh, we have so many verses on that. Even Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family, says that, I am not afraid of a person who is a disbeliever. I'm afraid, I have fear of the one who is a disbeliever. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Our time is over for this session. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to the IRIB English Radio. To listen to that session again, you can go back to our website, parstoday.com, go to Call of Islam, email us your questions as well at the email englishradio@irib.ir. And in case you want to follow us on the social media platforms, you can just search Call of Islam Radio and you can find programs there. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.